Consolations of Philosophy, written by Alain de Botton and read by Nicholas Bell. A few years ago, during a bitter New York winter, with an afternoon to spare before catching a flight to London, I found myself in a deserted gallery on the upper level of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It was brightly lit, and aside from the soothing hum of an underfloor heating system, entirely silent. Having reached a surfeit of paintings in the Impressionist galleries, I was looking for a sign for the cafeteria, where I hoped to buy a glass of a certain variety of American chocolate milk, of which I was at that time extremely fond, when my eye was caught by a canvas, which a caption explained had been painted in Paris in the autumn of 1786 by the 38-year-old Jacques-Louis David. Socrates, condemned to death by the people of Athens, prepares to drink a cup of hemlock, surrounded by woe-begone friends. In the spring of 399 BC, three Athenian citizens had brought legal proceedings against the philosopher. They had accused him of failing to worship the city's gods, of introducing religious novelties, and of corrupting the young men of Athens. And such was the severity of their charges, they had called for the death penalty. Socrates had responded with legendary equanimity. Though afforded an opportunity to renounce his philosophy in court, he had sided with what he believed to be true, rather than what he knew would be popular. In Plato's account, he had defiantly told the jury, "So long as I draw breath and have my faculties, I shall never stop practicing philosophy, and exhorting you and elucidating the truth for everyone that I meet. And so, gentlemen, whether you acquit me or not, you know that I am not going to alter my conduct, not even if I have to die 100 deaths." And so he had been led to meet his end in an Athenian jail, his death marking a defining moment in the history of philosophy. An indication of its significance may be the frequency with which it has been painted. In 1650, the French painter Charles-Alphonse Dufresnoy produced A Death of Socrates, now hanging in the Galleria Palatina in Florence, which has no cafeteria. The 18th century witnessed the zenith of interest in Socrates' death, particularly after Diderot drew attention to its painterly potential in a passage in his treatise on dramatic poetry. Jacques-Louis David received his commission in the spring of 1786 from Charles-Michel Trudaine de la Sablière, a wealthy member of the Parlement and a gifted Greek scholar. The terms were generous, 6,000 livres up front, with a further 3,000 on delivery. Louis XVI had paid only 6,000 livres for the larger Oath of the Horatii. When the picture was exhibited at the Salon of 1787, it was at once judged the finest of the Socratic ends. Sir Joshua Reynolds thought it the most exquisite and admirable effort of art which has appeared since the Capella Sistina and the Stanza of Raphael. The picture would have done honour to Athens in the age of Pericles.